Everything you see and hear these days is remixed, edited, filtered through some kind of software, and then sent back out to the world, you know?
Hey, welcome to the first broadcast of If It's Wednesday, It's X-Gay, the new X-Gay podcast by myself, Dan Gonzalez. See, I told you I'd resurface after my departure from X-Gay Watch. As a matter of fact, the good people at X-Gay Watch bought my fancy schmancy USB condenser microphone that I'm using to make this podcast for me. So let's see. If It's Wednesday, It's X-Gay is basically going to be sort of a weekly show that focuses on what has happened within the last week and sort of talk about what's probably going to happen within the next week. That's why it's happening on Wednesday. So to start off things, last weekend was Love Went Out Omaha. I actually didn't go to that. I was at Phoenix Pride with Esteban. He's the filmmaker that helped me with a lot of my videos. The local gay rights organization, Arizona Human Rights Fund, had hired him to shoot some video, so I just went out there to join him. That was a lot of fun. Meanwhile, Wayne and his boys were in Omaha. Let's see. Oh, in Phoenix. At Phoenix Pride, as you know, if you've been to a Pride, they've got booths where all kinds of local gay-oriented businesses set up booths and hand out junk and, you know, all that stuff. Basic Pride stuff. Anyways, I was walking down one of the, walking down the rows of booths, and I passed something called, what was it? Oh, Healing Waters Ministry in Tempe. I have to admit, with a name like Healing Waters, I did, in fact, do a double take. It was not an ex-gay ministry, to say the least. It was just a rather unfortunately named pro-gay church. Anyways, I thought that my listeners might get a kick out of that. I also, interestingly enough, ran into my very first boyfriend. His name is Ryan, and I knew that he lived out in Arizona, but we just hadn't talked for years. I dated him not all that long after I was seeing Nicolosi. At the time, I think I still identified as ex-gay, if, believe it or not, people do actually identify as ex-gay. I was at the time. Anyways, mentally, I'd sort of reached the point when I was seeing Ryan, and then we're going to talk about what led into the relationship, is I had reached the point where I'd been told all along that same-sex relationships were false and inherently disordered and abusive and all of this stuff. And yet somehow I reached the point in my coming out process that I decided it would be okay to have one of these same-sex relationships, provided it wasn't all of these things that Nicolosi said it would be, you know, disordered, abusive, destructive. And really, I could not have asked for a better boyfriend than Ryan at that point. He was exactly what I needed. He was caring, he was compassionate, he listened to me, he didn't try and force me out of the closet, he never pushed me to do anything I didn't want to do. And that, I think, really helped me get past my ex-gay experience more than anything else. It was still, I think, almost a year until I really wanted anything to do with gay people, but I think that was one of the biggest, most important steps in my leaving behind my ex-gay experience. And I hadn't seen him in years, and, okay, this is kind of funny. Ryan, when we were dating, actually drove a DeLorean. That's the car from Back to the Future. Not just a DeLorean, he actually had dressed it up, if you will, so that it looked exactly like the car from Back to the Future. We were actually in a Labor Day or Memorial Day parade somewhere in L.A., dressed as Marty McFly and, I forget the doctor's name, but, yeah, it was hilarious. So, oddly enough, the booth that I was, because we were based out of the Arizona Human Rights Fund booth, the booth next to us had a car that was designed to look like Kit from, what's that, Knight Rider. I'm not really sure what that has to do with Pride, but a lot of the things at Pride don't have anything to do with Pride. Anyways, oddly enough, the movie car is what got Ryan over, and then over to our area, and, you know, I spotted him and ran over and said, "Oh my gosh, you're Ryan." So that's how it went. Anyways, let's jump into our first interview here. We're going to be talking with Wayne Besson, who just got back from Omaha protesting Love Went Out. Okay, so remember, this is going to be a public podcast, so don't say anything that you wouldn't want, say, Alan Chambers to hear.
Okay.
So welcome to If It's Wednesday, It's X-Gay. That's the name of the podcast.
Wednesday's X-Gay?
Yes, if it's Wednesday, it's X-Gay.
Okay.
So you just got back from Omaha, right?
Uh-huh.
And do you want to tell my listeners a little how things went?
Truthman's out with a book signing at Reading Grounds, which was packed with a very interested crowd in this topic. This is something a lot of people didn't know too much about, while other people in the crowd had been through the ministries themselves and been damaged by it. And I was also there with Reverend Jerry Stevenson, who's the author of Out of the Closet and Into the Light. The next day that we were there, there was a big rally at a church opposing Love Went Out that packed more than 300 people inside of it. A former ex-gay who went through 6 months of reparative therapy gave his story of how it didn't work and it damaged his life. It was a lot of church songs, and it was a really uplifting event from everything I've heard. And there was also network coverage from ABC at this event, which I think gave it a real national flavor. And on top of that, there was a Love Went Out event itself on Saturday. Mm-hmm. There were probably, I would estimate, about 50 protesters, primarily college students, who were out there with signs on the overpass. So when people came into the conference, the students were there to greet them. And there was also, I think, from a presence at a bowling alley at an event called Bowling for Gandhi, which...
I'm not quite making the connection between an ex-gay protest and Bowling for Gandhi.
Well, I'm not quite sure what the meaning behind that was either. While the participants in the Love Went Out conference were deriding homosexuality, the answer from bowling was, I don't know. I suppose there must have been a reason. Mm-hmm. But thankfully, there were protesters outside protesting the church who were there to give support to the individuals who were trapped inside. At Truthman's Out, we sent both Reverend Jerry Stevenson and another former ex-gay, Sean O'Donnell, who was recently on Anderson Cooper 360, into the conference to blog about what it's like to return into the lion's den years after they escaped the ex-gay trap. And it was quite a harrowing experience for both of them. It was very emotional. It was very dramatic. And Truthman's Out, they have spoken about their experiences. Indeed, Sean O'Donnell went to lunch with Mike Haley, the leader focused on the family's ex-gay efforts.
Wow.
And sort of got to face up to the past and relive his days there. I think it's probably good for closure, a good healing experience in some ways, to come back and face someone who propagates this misinformation but come from a place of acceptance and pride for who he is today.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not sure I'd want to sit down and have lunch with Nicolosi just yet, but that's amazing.
Watching Dr. Nicolosi's recent tirade on Anderson Cooper 360, I don't think I'd want to have lunch with him either. I'd start a food fight.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's right. Nicolosi didn't speak at Omaha, did he?
Dr. Nicolosi was not in Omaha. There was speculation that perhaps there's a split between he and Narth, although that has not been confirmed. Although after his recent erratic behavior first with the problems that came in 2006 when there was an essay on his website by Dr. Berger, who's on a scientific advisory committee, that said that gender variant children should be...
you should allow them to be teased. Yeah, I remember that.
Yes, they should be teased and harassed by their fellow students just so they could conform. Followed up by the essay by Dr. Gerald Schoenwolf that seemed to justify slavery and said that Africans are better off as slaves than in Africa, which I think was quite shocking and I believe led to the dismissal of Dr. Nicolosi as president, which is going to be effective in the coming months of 2007.
Yeah.
With that as the backdrop, and his reputation, I think, taking a real nosedive, he seems to have just completely lost it and gone off the deep end and been out of control. I mean, his
performance. Come on! Isn't that a bit gone out of control? Isn't that a bit extreme?
Television, there's a certain expectation of the way you're going to comport yourself. I think the Anderson Cooper incident, I think, looks incredibly out of control. I mean,
it does look bad.
Yeah, when any public figure, myself, I mean, I've been angry at times with whether the show I've been on, but I've never behaved in such a manner because I understand the expectations that come with the position of being in the public eye. Daniel, you've been in the public eye and featured in People magazine, and you know when there's a camera on, there's a certain expectation of how you're going to behave.
Definitely.
The community. And for Nicolosi on CNN, which is broadcast around the world, to behave in such an impetuous, churlish manner, I think does speak to perhaps going off the deep end.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can you think of it this way? Have you seen another public figure in any other walk of life in recent times behave like this?
No, definitely not. I think his behavior almost seemed like one of those investigative reporting shows, you know, where John Stossel comes in and says, "This is John Stossel. We uncovered this. Do you have anything to say?" And then the person goes storming off. That's kind of how it felt.
Yeah, and I'm no shrink, but it just seemed to me that Dr. Nicolosi should maybe consider being on the other side of the couch.
That's good, Wayne. Okay, well, I just want to thank you for coming on. If it's Wednesday, it's X Gay. So, my new weekly podcast.
It is X Gay on Wednesday.
Yes. No. If it's Wednesday, it's X Gay.
If it's Wednesday, it's X Gay.
Yes. Perfect. Thank you so much. Okay, there you have it, the conclusion of our first podcast. If you're not already a subscriber, make sure you get yourself over to boxturtlebulletin.com and get the address or whatever that you copy and paste into iTunes or whatever podcasting client you use, so that every Wednesday the broadcast will automatically be downloaded into your MP3 player or iPod or whatever else it is you use. More information on this podcast can be found at boxturtlebulletin.com. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 3.0 license. Theme music is Identity of Self by His Boy Elroy, available at ccmixter.org.